Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the second guest show. Mike DeTeglia, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 7 o'clock tonight. And then the Will Wade Show, LSU head basketball coach, will follow us. And man, you never know who shows up over here at the Silver Slipper. And I guess he's recruiting like he... always beating the bushes for somebody. And so he's down here in the Mississippi area, the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tim Rebo. Tim, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
I told y'all if I was in town, I wanted to come on the show.
How about that?
I see y'all. We're on every Monday. Thanks for having me.
Now, we're glad you're here. Now, Coach Rebo, when you look at you got to be intrigued because we love football. And I love it that it's still only a point, so you could say flip a coin. That being the Chiefs or the 49ers. So what is your take? Because I think if Pat Mahomes on the 49ers, they might be a 7, 8, 9-point favorite. I think Pat Mahomes has that kind of stroke. But I just think overall as a team, the 49ers just have a better roster. What is your take on that? I want your opinion.
All I know is that's a badass defense the 49ers got.
I don't know. I'm going with the Chiefs, man. I just got to feel like offensively.
Go right up to that deal and stroke your money, and the slipper will make dollars tonight.
But listen to this, and I'm also going to tell you this. I'm probably playing with my heart a little bit. We got some guys. We know Brendan Daly.
Brandon.
Eric Bieniemy, right, who we know well. And Travis Crittenden, who comes to the camp. So all those
and
guys.
And Britt Reed also.
They always come in Thibodeau every summer. So I'm going to be pulling for the Chiefs.
Well, and you look at Andy Reid, how can you not cheer for him? You'd be almost un-American. I mean, who has a problem with Andy Reid? You look at all the skins he has on the wall, but not having that Super Bowl championship. I mean. Andy Reid is a guy that you just naturally cheer for.
He's one of the great guys in the game. He is. Right. Yes.
One of the things is, if you didn't know anything about him and you took a look at him and you said that guy was a college quarterback, just think of that.
I did not know that.
He was quarterback at USC.
Well, he's eating a little.
No, he's eating like us. No, he looks like a
South
big lineman.
Yes.
On that part. Tim, I know it's sort of winding down toward the end with recruiting-wise, and you got some big moccasins to fill with some of the key players there. And, that Mississippi-Louisiana corridor, so many players there. So it's a great opportunity for you to grab them guys. Sometimes they might not be as big as some people are looking for, maybe as fast. Or maybe they're not as bulky, but all I know is that Sully Lesh and that Chase Forkey, they were pretty
turned
damn
out to
good,
be
for,
pretty
your,
good football
for your football team.
Yeah, look, along the coast, we've always had some success over here. Sean Murphy, who coaches our wide receiver, who's from the coast, does a great job and communicates with these guys, and we get them to come over to Thibodeau. So we've got some winning ways, and it's the recruiting has gotten better for us, and people wanting to come to Nicholls.
And you got a guy who played right down the road last year. Was a freshman.
Yeah, Brooks Rayburn, who came along and done a good job, a receiver. The redshirt rule helped us. He played and got to play in a couple games, and then we still got to be able to redshirt him.
And one thing I do know, man, Brooks can run.
Mm.
Man, I throw this to Bobby. No, you can't teach somebody to be fast. People say, oh, you send him to a speed coach. Man, listen, if you ain't fast, ain't no speed coach going to help you. I mean, come on, you got to be fast for a speed coach to help you get a little faster. We're going to have Boo Schicksnyder on a little bit later in the show.
That's a guy who knows
about
running.
And he knows a little bit about it, but you can't get a slow guy to run fast.
And Brooks was a guy that we brought in towards the end of the year. We had some couple injuries. Said, hey, just go take the top off. You know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Just go get it and loosen the defense up a little bit. Exactly.
Now, Coach Rebo, amongst all the coaches in the country, is everyone ready for North Dakota State just to move up and maybe into play?
Man, you got to step up at the level.
But you understand, look at all the success they've had, and obviously, you look at their roster and the consistency they've had there. You can go way back, look at Georgia Southern and you look at different programs to win a championship year in and year out. But so what is your take, what it would take, like, is it depth, or what does it take to beat a team like North Dakota State?
Listen, I thought those guys up front on both sides of the ball, and what they do is they rotate those guys on defense, and they play
too deep.
Yes, and they go through those guys. And I thought we ran the ball a little bit against them, Bobby. We just couldn't put it in the end zone. We had the two big turnovers. The thing that's got to happen, I think, for you to beat them is you got to get them out of their backyard. And they
do play
such
home
a great
games.
Job of in home
Fargo.
Field advantage in the Fargo Dome.
Yep.
They know that place. They do so well. So if there's a way you can get them and knock them out of that number one seed, so to speak, and maybe get them on the road.
Yeah. James Madison, I thought, played them a pretty
yes,
decent game.
They had a chance to
they
win.
They had a chance late. But, again, spot them points.
No. And you I made that trip in Frisco to the national championship game. I went to it this year. Just wanted to see what it was going to be like.
And Sully was up for the award
Sully
the night
Lesh
before,
was
right?
up for the Buck Buchanan Award as the top defensive player in the country. So we went the night before. We stayed for the game. Me and Coach Rybeck, he stayed for the next day. And I tell you what, the Colonels can get there. You got to have some breaks along the way. You know that to get to that spot, but we're not that far away.
Now, Coach Rebo, is that, like you think of Omaha and Nebraska, the College World Series.
Right.
Is Frisco a place that they can have the championship game there? Because I'm trying to remember this. I even gave an award, the Heisman Trophy Award, to Westbrook, the running back from Villanova, played with the Eagles in Chattanooga.
Brian
Westbrook. I was living in Atlanta, so I go to Chattanooga. University of Montana was playing Furman at the time, national championship. So they had it a number of years in Chattanooga. Is this something that is going to stay in Fresno or what?
Yes, they stay. It's going to stay in Frisco.
Frisco, not Fresno.
No,
Frisco.
It's going to stay in Frisco. They bid on it. That place is booming out there.
Okay.
And they play it in a soccer stadium, the Toyota Stadium, which is about 20,000 people. It is a great venue. You get to practice at the Star, which is where Jerry Jones'
yeah.
place is. It's a great venue, and they pack that stadium every year. I think they just bid it again, and they're going to have it for the next several years in
okay.
Frisco. Yes.
Coach, the hardest thing to get a lineman to me, I don't care what you recruit. I've talked to Coach O about it, Coach Fritz, you name it, Coach Napier. They all say the same thing. Man, today, defensive lineman, offensive lineman, because everybody's looking for that guy. Okay, you can find a quarterback, I think, a lot quicker than you can a really talented defensive or offensive lineman.
Yes, and me and you, and we've talked about it. You know you win up front on both sides of the ball. And we got to do some projecting, too. We got to get some of those guys that, again, might be a little bit step slow so the big boys won't take him, might be a little bit shorter. But we're going to always sign a lot of linemen. We signed a bunch of defensive linemen. If I'm going to go over in a spot, it's going to be on the offensive or defensive line.
I agree with that.
Right.
One of the things I wanted to ask you is, with the transfer portal situation, it's opened up sort of the genie's out of the bottle now. There's no way to cork it back. Is that a major plus for a school like Nichols in comparison to a major school? Because, you know, some of the guys that are highly recruited, they're dealing, man, I don't want to wait my turn. I want to play now. It gives you an opportunity, but then everybody and their brother wants those same guys.
Well, the same thing, probably, Nichols, Southeastern, McNeese, Northwestern, y'all in the same boat, right?
Absolutely, and I think it does help us. A guy gets to transfer down and play immediately. He jumps in the portal. The only thing it does, he does not have to go through that coach or have to go through that compliance.
Okay.
He can just enter into that portal, and basically they're going to release him and he's going to go.
Frank Wilson getting into the mix now at McNeese State, a longtime Louisiana guy, and man, got a lot
former
of time.
Former Nichols Colonel, let's
former
say that.
Former Nichols Colonel running
right,
back,
that's
and,
right.
and then he was a GA there,
yeah.
and actually coached there. Coach O coached 1 year at Nichols, and Frank was there too, same time.
Right, and then guess who was Frank Wilson's defensive back coach at Nichols State University? Tim Rebo.
How about that?
Whoa, small world.
Very, very small. Very good friend. I think he's going to do a tremendous job. I think it's good for Louisiana. It's going to be great for the Southland Conference. There's going to be a lot of competition.
A lot of competition, especially, you know, when you're knocking on those mama's doors recruiting, because that was
one of the things Frank does, man, he is good with the moms.
Yeah.
Man, he knows how to work it real, real well. Coach, thanks so much for dropping by and seeing us. We really appreciate it, and hope you can land some of the guys down here.
All right, man, thanks. All
thanks
right.
so
Always
much.
Good to see you. Thanks, Bob.
Nicholls
right.
State head football coach Tim Rebo. We'll be back with Bobby Zoe coach June Jones now in the XFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.